We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to Frank Isola. Frank Isola. Isola works for The Athletic. You've seen him on Around the Horn, New York Post forever. Frank, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
New York Daily News. I did work at the Post. I was at the Daily News. Then they laid me off, those dirty rats.
Yeah, nobody out here knows the difference between those two.
Then my car caught on fire on Monday. I've had a good little run here.
All right.
I also have a show on Sirius XM NBA Radio. And as you know, radio is so easy. I basically asked if you want me to do. I'll do it for free. It's so easy. What an easy gig that is.
I guess you don't want to come on regularly with me for each week, have a segment.
In the immortal words of Kevin Durant, grow up, Matt. How about that?
Hey, I got a question for you. You've been a part of the New York media forever. The one thing we hear is, man, if Kevin Durant can't deal with the media out here in the Bay Area, how's he going to do it in New York? What's it mean when people say the media is going to eat Kevin Durant up in New York?
I don't buy it. The media in New York, I think that's such a myth, and it's so overrated. The Knicks are 10-43. The media can't be more on board with this team. And it used to be, I'll give you a Golden State Warriors reference. Don Nelson was fired with a 34-25 record as Knicks coach. They're ready to throw a parade for David Fizdale at 10-43. Don't think it's the greatest thing in the world. Great plan. We're going to get this guy. We'll get that guy. I think that's the thing. It's kind of an insult to other media outlets around the country. First of all, how tough is the Warriors media going to be on a team that has dominated the league the last 4 years?
Right.
They're asking the same questions. I think Kevin Durant is sensitive no matter where he goes. He was in Oklahoma City, and he got ticked off because the front page or the front page of the sports section, what did it say, Mr. Unreliable?
Yeah.
And those guys, they basically waved the white flag, and they – made a correction. They apologized for the headline. Now, that's not going to happen in New York. I do think the thing with the New York media, there's a lot of us.
Right.
So you're going to have people coming at you from different angles. And I think the combination of him being a little bit sensitive and there being a lot of people in the New York media, that probably won't be a good combination. And also, I have no idea. He's from suburban D.C. in Prince George's County. University of Maryland is there. That's when I went to school. A little shameless plug. But I don't know, how is he going to be playing so close to home? He did go to college in Texas. He played for Oklahoma City.
Right.
He's now all the way out in the Bay Area. I have no idea what that – it seems like he wanted to get away from them because he could have played somewhere in the East Coast. He went all the way out to Texas just to play basketball for 1 year. It's not like he went to Duke. Not like he went to UCLA.
Right.
Texas for a year.
That's the media. Now I want to talk about the fans. If Kevin Durant leaves the Warriors after three titles – to sign with the Knicks, how will the fans, they're going to have his back at that. He's going to have every chance to succeed, right? If he gets them into the playoffs next year, talk to me about what the situation will be.
Come on. If he comes to New York, the Knicks do not have, there's no statues of anybody in front of Madison Square Garden. Walt Frazier, Patrick Ewing, Willis Reed, Mark Messier, they'll want a statue of Kevin Durant if he announces that he's coming to the Knicks. He will have such a honeymoon, and let's face it, he's only going to be judged on one thing, and that's going to be the postseason. So if he would have come to New York and they would have won 44 games the first year, it's not going to matter. All that's going to matter is what he does in the playoffs. So now if he comes here and he doesn't deliver, that'll be a different story.
How's he not going to deliver, though? How's he not going to deliver?
I have no idea.
If he goes there and another guy comes, boom, they're going to make the playoffs. And then at that point, it might be he can't get him over the top. Okay, Patrick Ewing didn't either, but he's loved in New York still.
Yeah, but I think the fans grew to appreciate Patrick.
Grew to?
After he left, because since he's been gone, I got to count up all the playoff series victories they've had. Carry the one. one. They've won one playoff series since Patrick Ewing left.
Yep.
It's been an absolute disaster since he's been gone. So I think the fans have a greater appreciation for him now. But Kevin Durant, you know, here's my only thing about guys that come here. And I saw it happen with Amar'e Stoudemire, who was terrific, especially the first, like, 56 games he was here. Then they traded Carmelo. He took on a bit of a different role. But what happens to a lot of guys, especially when they've been in another place where they've had some success, it's they come here and then they start getting involved in everything else. Like, you know, people from the fashion world,
right,
like actors and, you know, whatever the case may be, musicians. Everybody wants to kind of hang out with them and they become like larger than life celebrities. And all of a sudden basketball, not that it's not a priority, but there's other kind of things going on. And that's definitely happened with Amar'e. It happened a little bit with Carmelo. And let's say for argument's sake, the Knicks were to hit it out of the park in free agency and they get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Now, to me, the two biggest concerns would be injuries. Both of them have had, you know, that Durant has kind of overcome that. He did have that Jones fracture when he was in Oklahoma City, but for the most part, he's been healthy. And then Kyrie Irving's had a bunch of procedures on his knee. So health would be the one concern. The other thing would be both of those guys come here, they're already going to come as champions. Now, Durant might come as a three-time champion. And like, I think the New York fan thinks that, no, they're going to want to cement their legacy by winning in New York. I don't know if the players think like that. Is Kevin Durant's won three titles. 20 years from now, if all he – well, I'm sorry, he has two. Let's say he wins another one this year. 20 years from now, people are going to say, man, Kevin Durant had some run. He won three titles. 40 years from now. I don't think they're going to say, yeah, but he went to New York and didn't win. I don't think that's going to be the case. It's just like when he left Oklahoma City. Yeah, a lot of people didn't like it because they felt like it screwed up the balance of power in the NBA. No, it's cheap. He's going to join this great team. You really think 20 years from now people are going to say, yeah, but he had to go join the Warriors to win? I don't know about that. I think people quickly forget about that stuff.
Yeah, I hear you, Frank. Don't judge me. I was telling your boy Steiny that I saw Scott Perry interview during the game, and, you know, I was impressed. I liked what he was saying, and then I thought to myself, Dolan runs everything. He's as good as Dolan is going to let him be, and that brings me the free agency. We keep hearing that New York may be the destination. You could possibly get two big, you know, free agent acquisitions. What happens if Dolan comes up empty, Frank? Would New York fans just – would that be the lowest?
Well, that's the thing. You know, they set this whole thing up, especially by moving Porzingis to open up the cap space. That's why, to me, like, if Durant were to leave, and I think he's crazy to leave the Warriors, I would get a kick out of the fact if he went to the Mavericks and said he wanted to go. One of the reasons he went there was to play with Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh.
That would be pretty funny. That'll be the scary thing for the Knicks. If you go back to 2010, you know, their big thing was LeBron. They were all in, and they thought they had a really good chance of getting him. Of course, they really didn't. That thing had been decided early on, that he was going to go to Miami and join up with Bosch and Dwayne Wade. And then they went after Amar'e. Now, listen, like I said, Amar'e was good. The first 60 games, he was one of the, you know, he would have finished in the top three of MVP. They went out and got Carmelo. Things changed. But, you know, they gave Amar'e 5 years. And the Suns were only going to give Amar'e 3 years because they were worried about his knee. They didn't think it would hold up. The Suns ended up being right. And for the Knicks, in fact, they ended up buying out Amar'e when all was said and done, and that knee would start acting up. So the Knicks, after missing out on the big one, they kind of went for that next-level guy. That's why, like, would it be out of the realm of possibility? I'll give you a name on the Golden State Warriors. If they didn't get Durant, they didn't get Kyrie, they don't get this guy, they don't get that guy, would they throw crazy money at DeMarcus Cousins?
They might. They might.
I could certainly see that happen. And then he'll, you know, management and DeMarcus will be at each other's throats after, like, the midway point of the season. But to make no mistake about it, Kevin Durant is their primary target. And to me, the people I talk to, they always say that he seems to change his mind all the time, so nobody really knows what he's going to want to do. I think he's nuts to leave there. I thought Jeff Van Gundy had a great point, like right around the time that Durant and Draymond Green got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get tired. Don't get bored of winning. Like, why would you do that? Like, they have a chance to do something that's, like, remarkable. Like, you know, this thing could stay together for a couple of weeks. What if they were to win the next two NBA championships? Who's winning four in a row? Who's winning 4 in 5 years anymore in any sport? Like, you know, you went there. The reason that you went there, it's working out. You went there to give yourself a chance to win a title. Not only did you do that, but you've been finals MVP. And I've been saying this. Could you make the case that he's the greatest free agent signing of all time? Who else signs as a free agent and wins right away like he has? Nobody really has.
We threw that out down here. The only – Deion Sanders, when he came to the Niners, they won it that first year he came.
He's winning back-to-back titles,
right,
and he's been the finals MVP. Now you're going to compare football. I'm talking about in basketball.
Right.
Deion Sanders played offense. Oh, actually, maybe he did play offense.
No, he didn't. Frank Isola from The Athletic. You've seen him on Around the Horn, New York Post, New York Daily News. Let me take another side to what you just said. Because one of the things I think is going on here is he's realized in 3 years he'll never be Steph Curry. He'll never be, like, no matter what he does.
Why do guys care about that?
Because
did James Worthy care about that? Did Magic Johnson?
It's a different era.
Competition with Kareem.
It's a different era.
Ego.
Bizarre thinking.
He's
better than Steph Curry.
Okay.
Not around here, Frank. Not yet.
I mean, it's not even close around here. And even if it is close, Curry was homegrown. He's been here. He was here when the team was terrible. He's untouchable.
He beat Durant in the playoffs.
He should be untouchable. And the Warrior fans and the organization should thank God that they drafted two adults, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, that they're not such big babies, that they worry about all this. It's got to be my team. I'm worried about this guy, that guy. I mean, I wanted Steph Curry so badly to win MVP in the finals last year because I felt like the two things missing for him and their minor are finals MVP and an Olympic gold medal. And then think about the remarkable career that he's had. But the fact that the two of those guys aren't caught up in all this nonsense, and that's why I admire Giannis Antetokounmpo and Russell Westbrook are the same way. They want to win. They're not looking to run for the organization, get involved. They got to be everybody's friend, and they want to work out with guys, and they want to post their stupid workout videos during the offseason. They're just different kind of guys. They're so lucky that they have those two guys, that those guys are willing to have other guys come in because it's only good for everybody in the organization. They keep winning. And that's why I told Steph Curry, I was out there in September. Thanks for saying hello, Matt. And I interviewed Steph Curry for Sirius. And I said to him, I said, I hope you win one more title. And when you do, you get a tattoo that says King of Akron because then you'll have more titles than the other guy from Akron.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I bet he laughed at that, but he tried to stop himself from laughing.
Yeah, he doesn't want to make, you make LeBron run the lead. So if you make LeBron mad, bad things could happen. Did you watch the draft last night?
No, I got to ask you one more before we talk about that. Every reason you gave for Durant staying, I'm thinking, I think him as a player, I don't think he's reaching his potential out here. I think there's something about the ultimate challenge would be to put New York back on the map. I think he believes he's leaving some of his game on the table here.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. I just think that he's wrong. If he really wants to do something and kind of follow LeBron, why don't you go back to Oklahoma City, win there, right? Because really, to me, what that whole outburst was about in a lot of ways, yes, he's a little frustrated, but I think, and I'm sure Anthony Davis is going to go through it now. Kevin Durant was the lovable small market superstar, and he gave the beautiful speech when he won MVP, and he thanked everybody from the janitor to his mother, to the owner of the team. Remember, it took like an hour. The only two people he didn't thank were me and Matt Steinmetz during that speech. Then you make that decision. You go to the Warriors. So you lost to the Warriors in the playoffs. You're joining the big, bad Golden State Warriors who already won a title. And I don't think he realized what the fallout was going to be. And now all of a sudden, in a sports sense, you become kind of like the villain of sports. And LeBron struggled to deal with that when he went to Miami. And I think Kevin Durant obviously struggled with it when he went to Golden State, the burner accounts on Twitter, all the other nonsense. And I think he's thinking, if I do leave, I kind of want it to just be a smooth little exit. I want everybody to say, thank you for the 3 years you gave us, and you were terrific here, and people will understand right now I'm going to move on. And I think it kind of bothers him that, A, people are talking about it now, and maybe, who knows, maybe he goes on Twitter still and he looks at people kind of criticizing him. It seems to me that that's a big part of it. It's really difficult for him to handle the criticism. And maybe it's part of it, like he wants a nice, clean exit, kind of like with LeBron. To be fair, LeBron had that from Cleveland.
Yeah.
They were all like, hey, he came. How many people in Cleveland are like, no, we're happy. He gave us our first championship as a city in over 50 years. He wants to go. He did his job here. They were all happy. I kind of think that Durant, if he does leave, I think that's what he wants, a nice, clean getaway.
Frank, last week was Super Bowl week. I almost forgot because the NBA stole it, dominated it with the AD headlines. And now I'm reading articles about, we're focused on where these players are going to end up more so than what's going on the court. Where do you stand on that topic?
Well, I do think, for example, I think the NFL, the one advantage they have is that their regular season actually does mean something. And in week 8 of the NFL season, Andrew Luck doesn't come out and say, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be traded to a team that gives me the best chance to win a championship and win consistently. You know, Aaron Rodgers playing for the Green Bay Packers doesn't come out and say it, but the stars in the NBA, like what Anthony Davis did last week, and I think that is part of it. I think fantasy sports, I think kids playing, like, you know, the NBA 2K online, I think fans love this stuff. I think they like it more than the actual games during the regular season.
Wow.
I really do. I mean, we talk about free agency, like with Kevin Durant, like we were talking about this last year with him, where he might go. Now, it was a little different. He wasn't going to be a free agent last year, but everyone thought he would go back to the Warriors. But this stuff goes, like, only the NBA does it happen 2 years in advance. Do you ever hear about Cam Newton? No, he doesn't want to be in Carolina. He wants to go to fill in the blank. Like, no NFL, the top stars in the NFL, which, let's face it, are really just the quarterbacks. Nobody else kind of matters. We never talk about this with those players. But the stars in the NBA, it's always like, where they're going to go? They're going to team up with somebody. But I blame the media and I blame the fans, because we decided, like, about 10 years ago that you're a loser if you haven't won a championship yet. So the players said, all right, I'm not going to be a loser. Let's all team up somewhere and win a championship. And now look at how many guys have done it. So Stockton and Malone, it wasn't good enough that they got to two finals. Patrick,
right.
It wasn't good enough that he got to two. It wasn't good enough that Reggie Miller got to one and Charles Barkley got to one. They're losers because they didn't win a championship. Hey, we're the ones that kind of set the bar like this, and then we get upset that the players want to leave.
Last one for you, Frank. You said you thought, you know, Durant would be crazy to leave. Do you think he will?
And like I said, not in an evil way, but I do think that Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie are a bit flaky. I have no idea what they're going to do. I have no idea what Kevin Durant's going to do. No, you can't tell me anymore, you'll be shocked. We all thought last year, most of us who talked to people in the NBA, LeBron James is leaving the Cavs. He's going to go sign with the Lakers, the whole Hollywood thing. We ended up being right about that. We also heard Paul George is going to join him in L.A.
Right.
What did he do? He re-signed with Oklahoma City. I don't think people saw Kevin Durant going to Golden State, LeBron going Miami, Cleveland, you know, that he was going to do that. Nothing would surprise me. So I'll put it at 50-50. I think he's nuts to leave. I'll give you a scenario. He re-signs with the Warriors for that gigantic contract that he can get, with the understanding that at any time that he wants to go, they will trade him. So this way he doesn't have to look like the bad guy. And Golden State could get something back for him, whether it's a year from now, 2 years from now. How about that? Why break that up? You know, let's face it, it's going to be tough for them to get through these regular seasons, but come playoff time, and I say it all the time, good luck beating that team four times. It almost happened last year. It did happen a couple of years ago with the Cavaliers, but that was Draymond Green getting suspended and also didn't have Kevin Durant. Good luck beating – who's beating them four times in the Western Conference this year?
Nobody. Well, Frank, I got him leaving at the end of the year, and I got the Bay Area.
They're mad at him, Frank.
They're coming down. Oh, man, Frank. I need a lesson in how to deal with the fans from a real New York guy who knows.
The fans also, then they started, well, you hate it. You want the drama. Come on. It's out there in the NBA circles, and his agent, Rich Kleiman, grew up a Knick fan. He had posters of Mark Jackson on his wall. He wants, you know, this idea that he wants to bring him to New York. It's definitely out there. But like I said, I think he should stay. Why would you break up some of this, like, once-in-a-lifetime thing? Why do it now? Wait a couple of years. I mean, you guys are still rolling.
Thanks a lot, Frank. You're the best, man. We'll catch up soon.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.